Here comes the doer of news, the doer of news, the Colonel.
You know, I really don't see what's so funny. I mean, really, come on. Welcome back. It's the second half hour of The Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Radio Network. I'm your host. I'm Colonel Mason. In a minute, we want to wrap up with Professor Ali Abadeh, Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering at the University of Maine, and see if he can give us a look into the future. And then we're going to have an old friend back with us again, Diane Collier, going to tell us what's going on with MetroCon. Innovating for Society, the 29th Annual Conference, October 26th. You can find more about that on our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link to the MetroCon website. Right now, let's step over to our fountain of useless information we have here on the set for today's query. Throwing the coins, here we go. What do you say?
Welcome to the fountain of useless information. How can I help?
Yes, we have awakened the spirit of the fountain who knows all, hears all, sees all, and tells all for price. Yes, of course, that's why we threw in the coins. Okay, oh, spirit of the fountain, Scotland has been in the news a lot lately, especially with their reaction to England voting to leave the European Union. So Scotland isn't too happy about it. So Scotland's in the news lately. Oh, Spirit of the Fountain, name the largest city in Scotland, which is located on the Clyde River. The largest city in Scotland, located on the Clyde River. What is it, oh, Spirit of the Fountain?
I have given you my answer, and now you may tell me.
Yes, of course. The Spirit of the Fountain knows his geography. And knows a little of Scotland. The largest city in Scotland, located on the Clyde River, is, of course, Glasgow. Yeah, it's Glasgow. You got it right. All right, back to our program. Dr. Beatty, can you put on the thinking cap for a minute, kind of look down the road to the future, maybe 5, 10, 15, or even 20 years or so, and give us a glimpse of what you see the future will hold for the Earth or for mankind?
That's a tough question to ask me. Maybe some of the astronauts or maybe NASA administrators have better answers for that, but I'm thinking in near future, everything will be connected. I mean, your pen, your paper, your washing machine, your cell phone and computer, so everything in your home will be connected. Everything will have an address. They all talk to each other. So this way we can focus more on thinking, focus more on developing new things and let the daily activities of life kind of take over themselves and network by themselves. So I think it's very difficult to predict what's going to happen in future, because if you asked me 10 years ago, I couldn't predict what we have today. I thought it would be impossible. But now when I think about 10 years from now, I can't really imagine what's going to happen. The only thing I think is going to happen is more connectivity, more wireless, and hopefully less wire in the back of your TVs, inside aerospace, vehicles, and maybe much more efficient ways for us to go from point A to point B.
Okay, great answer, and I would have to say certainly an honest assessment of what we might be able to have with the future. And one more thing before we go. I know that that you've been mentored by people that have been very important in your life and have led you along in your career, and I know that you're oftentimes asked to mentor other people. Certainly as a professor at the University of Maine, you have these students and things, and sometimes you get a bit of wisdom in the course of our lifetime that we want to pass on to other generations. Can you give us a word of wisdom, something that we can maybe take along with us and make our lives better?
I think one of the points I would always tell to my students is that these days we are bombarded by information. So you go to Google and search for anything, you will get thousands and thousands of pages. So one of the problems that I think every single one of us has today is how to sort through information and how to actually extract useful information without being misguided. I think this is the skill that everybody needs to work on. There are some solutions in some areas to this. How do we really sift through information? And it's going to get worse every day as we go through this expansion of data centers, etc. So I always tell my students, try to go through sorted and filtered and reviewed information. For instance, IEEE, Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, they have this huge database of papers and documents that have been already reviewed and vetted. People like yourself, that you have this radio show, website like fizz.org, so that they have some filtering of information. They will present more important information to people and filter out things that does not have any basis or justification, should have more value for people to look at. That's kind of the way I look at it. And conferences like MetroCon is another place that people can go and see information that has already been vetted, rather than just trying to go to Google, because that's the thing I need to teach to my students all the time. And I think we need to think about this very carefully. Don't listening to every single information we see on media, on website, etc. Have to go through trusted sources. I think that's the key for us to have a better life.
Well, Dr. Ali Abadi, Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, University of Maine, going to be speaking at MetroCon October 26th in Arlington, Texas. More on that at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link to the website for that particular conference. You've been a fascinating guest, Dr. Abadi, and you're going to be speaking at leak detection for the International Space Station, and if we get lucky, you're going to talk also about wireless sensors for brain injury detection, and we're going to really look forward to seeing you at the conference. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Right now, we're going to go to the phones. We've got a real treat. We have an old friend with us. A lady we've known for a number of years, Diane Collier. She this year is the chairman of the 29th annual conference, MetroCon, Innovating for Society. Lockheed Martin's a major sponsor, so is Encore, and a number of others. And this is really, Diane, this is your second year, I think, to be the chairman. Is that right?
Yes, it is. We had a great year last year. Seven tracks, all very interesting material, and so we're working on doing it again for 2016.
You made such an impression with your leadership last year that the committee begged you to please stay on and come back and be tortured again, putting the show together this year. All right.
Well, they didn't have to twist my arm very hard. I've been involved with the conference a lot of those 29 years, so I've got a lot of background in it.
Yeah, really,
I remember it back when it was two.
Yeah, you're an old hand, actually, I remember, because you and I have been dealing together with IEEE functions for a number of years now, so this is nothing new for you. This is the 29th straight year for MetroCon, and it's highly respected. And it's a one-day conference, which is what is really amazing, is because you're able to get all these people together, all these neat things going on for one day. And there's a lot of other conferences that do 2 and 3 days and more. They wonder how you do it, how you get it all together. I mean, do you have any insight for us?
Well, it takes lots of planning. We start the next conference since the last one ends. We've got folks that have been involved with it for a number of years, and we cycle new people in to try to keep it fresh. What some of the multi-day conferences it has is a lot of people who travel. This one is primarily local, and so we're able to give people a break out of their work day into a training atmosphere and a networking atmosphere where they can get away from the office, but still be building their technical background in their careers, and it's been a growing thing for a number of years.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to see it grow, and sponsors coming aboard. that really are pretty far flung. I remember last year, Landis Gear came in. They're the ones who make the smart meters for us with Encore. I think they're coming back again this year. We're supposed to know here in a little bit. But so the sponsors have really grown widely, and I understand that unlike a lot of conferences that IEEE does and others that are marginal, that really MetroCon pays the bills and actually is a pretty good fundraiser for the organization.
Yes, it's taken us a while to get there, but this last year we had the best year fiscally ever, so we're able to put on other programs within the section. We do some reach out with programs that involve STEM studies, and so it gives us a greater base to improve the conference and to put on other programs within the area.
Yeah, well, that's the reason, I guess, is you're so highly respected and really noticed, quite frankly, far and wide. I mean, I hear people talking about MetroCon in all different parts of the country. They've asked me about it. Some of the things this year you're expanding upon, like systems and software track. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Let's see, the track chair for that is Steve Carr, and he's got a co-chair, Pascal Ronda. And they're out of Lockheed Martin, and they've got a good number of folks that are from Lockheed speaking in that track, and also an old friend of ours that's been there several years, John Robb, who's at UTA, is going to be speaking on mutation testing. Let's see, we also have Ali L. Karabi from Hewlett-Packard, and I think they have another speaker that's going to be very interesting that they're lining up soon.
All right, that's cool. I believe, last I heard, and tell me if it's still in the works, but there's going to be a speaker from IBM. Has that been confirmed?
Yes, our keynote speaker is Romelia Flores from IBM. She is a IBM Distinguished Engineer and Master Inventor, and she's going to be talking about their Watson project. Now, Watson is really a lot of different things, and really ties in with our computational intelligence track, as you can take information and using Watson, grow that information to evaluate potential outcomes, and she'll be talking about, I think, an application that applies to the energy industry, among other things. We're not limiting her. She is really a fantastic speaker, and we're really excited to have her.
Okay, so she's really kind of still developing the things that she's going to be talking about, and I guess we'll know more about that as the weeks and months go on leading up to MetroCon. Which, incidentally, we should mention right now, it's October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center. We'll mention that again before the program is over with. I presume that she might have something to do with that, developing and deploying secure systems, too. The cybersecurity, is she going to address any of that, or do you have other experts there?
Well, we have other experts there. That track is led by Philip Todd and Princy Mehta of Lockheed Martin. You notice we have a lot of folks involved from Lockheed.
Mm-hmm.
They have a speaker coming in from FBI office, and of course we don't have a name for that person because they will maintain their security.
Sure.
We also have one of our speakers on developing and deploying secure systems is Ben Colony, and he is a person who's spoken at the conference several times.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to speak on structure assurance modeling. We also have Don Breyer, who's going to be speaking on considerations for multidisciplinary approach in engineering of trustworthy secure systems. It's going to be a strong track. They always have some very in-depth security programs in that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. We covered. Did we finish covering machine intelligence with the IBM speaker, or is there more to talk about with that track?
With that track, Romelia will be speaking Romelia will be speaking to the entire body at the luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
The computational intelligence track. Some of the questions that people have is you talk about artificial intelligence, machine intelligence, computational intelligence. What do all those things mean? And so we've got a panel discussion where those terms will be compared and contrasted.
Okay.
And that will start off the track to kind of get lay a groundwork for the track. The track chair for that is Oscar Garcia of UNT,
mm-hmm.
And the co-chair is Ed Safford. Ed Safford is an IEEE member that's worked with us for a number of years on
three
programs in the section.
Yeah, we know Ed. We know Ed really, really well. Very, very talented, intelligent guy. Sure, Ed Safford.
Mm-hmm. We have a professor from Wright State University, Dayton, Ohio, coming. Michael Cott, who's speaking on intelligent autonomy and long duration persistent activities, I probably should attend that to find out exactly what that means.
Okay. All right.
Here's another one that I think sounds really interesting, and this is another person from the University of North Texas, Rodney Nielsen,
mm-hmm.
is speaking on perceptive, emotive, spoken dialogue companion robots, which I think that will tie in very, very well to the Watson title. One of the interesting things is if you go to the IBM site where Watson has some tools that you can use or play with, is there's an item where you can put in your email information that you're going to put into an email and send, and check the tone of your email.
Mm.
You can tell whether you sound angry or or joyful.
You mean in the written word, it'll prompt you as to whether you're sounding angry or joyful or insulting or whatever.
Yes,
whatever.
It'll give you the information on how you sound.
Well, you know, that's really something, because you know we know with voice inflection as we can tell if somebody is angry or happy or whatever, and so we're pretty good, and in body language too with our looks and things like that. But the written word can be treacherous. There's times when people have dashed off a note to me or me to somebody else, and I'm looking back at it later on and saying, well, that sounds really blunt. And almost sounds confrontational, and it wasn't meant that way at all. So that's pretty cool.
So I think that's a useful tool for us. So I think that should tie, those things tied well to the Watson program at the luncheon.
Yeah, and power and energy systems, that's another one. Of course, that's a specialty with IEEE, since you happen to be in the business of power and energy systems. And I understand Encore is going to be making a presentation there. We're hoping to have the CEO of Encore, a guest on the program one of the days pretty soon. But is there any more that we need to know about the power and energy systems track?
Well, that track is led by Power Zell and Michael Stevens. And they are both from Encore, and they have just filled their track. They're from the Power Engineering Society, which is one of the strongest societies in the Fort Worth section.
Mm-hmm.
They have the most active chapter. Some of the interesting things is how they could be tied to the security track, because they have Power System Cybersecurity by Joe Eisenstein of Encore. And They're also looking at some other things in power, integration of renewable variable energy resources from Lee Z of Texas A&M,
mm-hmm.
and power systems and physical and cybersecurity, another track that another item in the track that ties to cybersecurity. Colin Gordon is speaking on that, and he's from SEL.
So it's interesting, a number of these tracks really kind of interchange and intermingle and complement each other. That's another reason for the great success that MetroCon is able to pull off in a one-day conference. It's pretty impressive. Do you have maybe a surprise for us in emerging technology, maybe a nice big headline or something we can use, something that's happening in emerging technology?
I don't at this time, but I am told that we might get some new announcements from IBM.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, there's always a lot of new things coming out at IBM, and so we're hoping for the latest, greatest news coming up near the conference.
So we might get a Go ahead. We might get a blockbuster announcement then at the conference from IBM. That would be cool.
We may get something because we're asking, you know, what are the new things, and there's so many new things that they'll try to give us something extra interesting for the conference.
And what about biotechnology? I mean, you kids are really going to attempt to give us a pretty good understanding of the latest stuff in biotechnology?
Dan Dmitrovich is working on that track, and Dan has been with us for several years on it. We're going to have a varied track of different kinds of information in biotechnology. One area that we've often been involved in is the pharmaceutical sciences.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we're going to have a repeat in that area of Anthony DePasqua of the UNT Health Science Center is going to be speaking. Lipton Tang from Department of Bioengineering from UT Arlington is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And others to be named soon.
Okay, all right. So there's going to be times to have you back again to tell us how the conference is developing as the weeks and months go by. Diane Collier, and at this time I want to thank you very much for those of you who have contributed to this program. We depend on contributions from listeners like you for the existence of this show. We're totally science community supported. So those of you who have contributed, thank you very much. Those of you who wish to can do so at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a little tab there for donations. Just click the donations, and we appreciate all your help.
And now we make time for the voice of reason. Listener comments, ideas, and suggestions.
Eventually is now. That means sometimes in life you get thrown a curveball, and you start going down a different road, and you realize it's the wrong road. But it's time now to change it. It's time now to take control of your career and figure out what you really, really want to do and go for it. There's no time like the present. My name is Abby Kohut. I am the president of AbsolutelyAbby.com, and I am also an author, speaker, and consultant.
So you decide, has this really been the voice of reason? Listener comments are welcome at 214-329-4949. And please tell us your name and where you're from.
You've been listening to The Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason, the definitive program on emerging and nanotechnologies, now archived and streamed on the web at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Join us next week at the same time as we learn more about the promise of tomorrow.
You live tomorrow, 'cause you know what will be there. I am waiting for you. I am waiting for you. I am waiting.